You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Is it baby time or YOLO time? That is in today's couples therapy.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy.
With JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
And it was Mary who reached out to us to be on the show, so we'll let her speak first. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
So what's going on with you and your friend Cameron that you need our help?
Yeah, so Cameron is 29 now, and she's been married for like 5 years or so, and she's like my bestie.
Nice.
So
nice.
Her husband has been pushing her just a little bit to start a family, but she likes her freedom.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, like, I try to tell her all the time about how fun it is to be a parent. But, like, don't get me wrong, it's not always sunshine and lollipops, but it is so rewarding.
That is a true fact. It is not easy, but it is rewarding with your little kiddos, yeah.
Yeah, so I was just hoping your listeners would help me give her some good reasons to think hard about it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you're thinking, yes, this would be a great opportunity for her and her husband to begin building their family, and Cameron is not quite
there. So she just doesn't want kids. Is that what we're getting out of this?
I mean, at present, no, she doesn't want kids.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's bring Cameron in here. Cameron, are you you don't want kids? Are you wanting to stay just you and your husband, or what are your thoughts?
No, it's not that I absolutely don't want them, but, like, I really do. I really like my freedom. And I'm just not sure that I want kids. I'm totally willing to listen, but truly, I'd really love my, like, no kids nation people to chime in as well.
How does your husband feel about kids or no kids?
Truly, like, he's pressing the conversation, but I think he's pressing it so we're on the same page about it. Okay. He is also on the fence.
Oh, okay.
He could go either way.
Okay, and that makes sense.
He's just wanting to know what direction
definitive answer for the both of you to be on the same page about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which is fair.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, absolutely.
All right. Well, we'd be more than willing to open this up to our listeners.
I'll be on the have kids side of it because the best thing I've ever done was being a dad. I wish I'd have had him when I was younger. Now that I'm 42 and my son's 11 and my daughter's 6, I wish I would have had him a little younger, just so that way I just want to be around him as long as I can. I love it. I love it. I love it. So yeah. I'll be on that side.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take it to our people and see what they have to say about it.
Coming up
next with Coriel and Husker Nick.
So the science people are taking Coriel.
Well, it's more of just an ask on Facebook, KX969. So, because Mary and Cameron asked for this, so I'm going to pivot a little bit.
Okay.
So those with and those without children, share the pros and cons about your choice.
Okay.
Okay. So that it could, you know, help either sway Cameron one way or the other, I guess. Or
gotcha.
I don't want to say sway because this is a big decision, but to give her all the information she could possibly have.
A well-rounded view, yeah.
So that when her and her husband decide to make that more definitive answer step, you know, there's a little more ammunition.
Okay, so your team kids or team solo YOLO, I guess. I don't know.
So in a way, team married.
Trust me, the people who decided not to have kids for their entire life, and you're not one of these people I'm talking about, Coriel, but they have no problem telling you how great their decision was.
Oh, yeah.
These people love to brag about it.
Okay, pick a
side.
So
we'll get it.
Let us know where you're at for team married, team Cameron, 466-9696 to call in. That's 466-9696. Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969, to be a part of Couples Therapy.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Couples Therapy. And if you're just joining us, Mary wants parents to weigh in on why Cameron should consider having kids. And Cameron is on the no kids nation side of things right now. Her and her husband don't have children yet. She doesn't really want kids, and he's on the fence about it. And Cameron's best friend, Mary, is like, no, you guys should do this. And And it'd be great to be young parents.
And the good news is, before anyone asks, in case you're also just jumping in, no one's pushing here.
No, I know.
that word was used earlier, but it seems that it's a little less of like a, yeah.
He's pushing to have the conversation about where their life is going in
the
next couple
sounds
of
like
years.
The husband's trying to kind of define what maybe him and Cameron want sooner than later. So
are they going to stay solo and be just them and enjoy life together like that, or do they want to start a family? And that's the question at hand, and we want you guys to chime in. Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969. Hi, Kix.
Good morning. I'm on the kids' side.
Okay.
I know this seems like a long ways down the road, but I'm a grandma of 8.
Awesome.
Those grandkids are the best thing, and I'm a fairly young grandma. I'm 56. So I get to enjoy all these things with my grandkids. I mean, I had 4 kids, but I wouldn't have traded it having them earlier in life at all. Because now I can enjoy the grandkids.
There you go. That's one aspect of it. We haven't had a whole lot of the stay solo people that have chimed in yet. So we really want the, what did she call it? The No Kids Nation?
No Kids Nation.
No Kids Nation. Melissa says, no kids at this point in my life at 32. Same Melissa. I can go on spontaneous trips without having to worry about bringing kids or finding a babysitter.
Oh, that's a good point. You can share yours as well. We want to hear from the No Kids Nation. We want to hear from the people who want who had kids.
Are you
young,
no
you
kids or pro kids?
There you go. No kids or pro kids. That's a good way of wrapping
wow,
up.
Wow, you're a pro, Corey.
Oh. Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969 to be in couples therapy. Couples Therapy Wednesday. Today it's a couple friends discussing one of the friends' life. Are they pro kids or no kids is the conversation. Because it was Mary who reached out about her friend Cameron and her husband who are, they're young, newly married, been married about 5 years or so. And her husband's been pushing the question about whether they should start a family. But Cameron's like, no, I'm good right now. I want to hear from the No Kids Nation people. I'm okay with my freedom right now. I'm not sure if I'm ready to have a kid yet.
I think we should add, though, that
listen to
he's not
about
pushing
it.
The idea of
no.
having a child. He's
it's the conversation
also on the
life.
Fence about having a child. He's just pushing to have that conversation again to like redefine.
Exactly. And so we wanted to know from you guys, no kids or pro kids is the side you can take. Hi, Kix.
I'm on the side of have kids early. Like Husker Nick said, I'm 40 here in May, and I can still whip my kids. 6'1", outweighs me in the driveway with basketball. Some of my children.
That's so cool.
Some of my children. And it is. It's a lot of fun. So I'm glad we're kind of younger, but, you know, your time comes where they're going to humble you back. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Randall on X said, I'm one of my friends that doesn't have kids. There are times they bug me about it, but then they get jealous of all the concerts I get to go to, the trips I take, and other things I get to do with my free time and money. If you want kids, great. Just don't let anybody pressure you.
All right.
Make your own choices.
Amy says, I'm 55 and have no kids. I have never regretted that decision. Cindy says, I had kids when I was younger. They have kept me grounded. It was very hard raising them some days, but the end result is something I would never change. They are all grown with families of their own, and my heart gets full when I hear them tell their kids how they grew up. John also says, didn't have kids till 30. I'm 41 now, 6 kids, 2 step, 2 with wife, 1
wow.
adopted from birth, and 1 adopted from after fostering. So I'm assuming John is a pro kid.
Yeah,
thinking so. Brad on X says, nothing's better than being a dad and teach your kid life skills and watching them grow into their own. But my buddy has no kids and no wife, and he's pretty damn comfortable. But he's also a really awesome uncle to my daughter, and he really enjoys that.
Yeah.
I have a few friends who are... who have siblings, so they are like the cool aunts.
Yeah.
And they're like, I want to be the cool aunt that has like some patience left in my day to deal with my sister's kid when she is so frazzled and needs time to herself, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can take that burden from her because I've got some energy left. I've also got... a lot of them are dinks, dual income, no kids.
Oh, gotcha. Like,
not all my friends, some of my friends are dinks. So
they love
all
to brag about it.
They have all this extra money. And she's like, I want to act like I'm Santa Claus every day, basically, for her niece or nephew, you know? And she wants to be cool aunt, and she's totally fine with it. She feels like she kind of gets a little bit of that parenting experience right. or that, yeah. But yeah. just being the aunt that gets to step in sure. sometimes.
It's
but,
fun to be the fun aunt or the fun uncle. I would be on the side like Nick is of pro kids. I enjoy raising my kids. And now Tristan's 21 and we get to hang out a lot and we go to concerts together and we're buddies. Mm-hmm. Caitlin and I have talked about having kids and continue that on. So, yeah, I'm not opposed to that at all.
There's a very large stigma that I wish wasn't a thing, but there's a very large stigma when a woman says that she doesn't really want kids. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, that makes me nervous to say that sometimes. And there was even someone had even emailed saying, oh, you don't like children, trying to say that I hate children and stuff. And no,
right. that's not the case at all.
I actually kind of love children and I want, I love those experiences to be able to like make a child feel seen, heard, and the coolest kid in the room because as a former child myself, that was so crucial to me, you know? So I do love those experiences. But yeah. truly, at the risk of someone being like, you should have children, you're a woman. I honestly am very on the fence. I kind of don't want kids.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that I won't change my mind someday.
Right.
Or that's the path that
thing.
I end up
None
taking.
Of that's bad.
Yeah, I just, you know, yeah. it's also weird to be a woman in radio too, because I'm broadcasting. I don't really want kids right now, you know?
Right.
But like,
sure.
what happens a couple of years down the road, I have a kid. And so it's going to be like, remember when you said you didn't want kids?
I'll be honest. At that point,
don't
you go,
love my child.
I really don't
right.
care. Like, let me do what I want to do.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I'll throw
so
out
unique,
there.
It's interesting.
I'll throw out there to back you on this too. Like, there's there was a point in my life where I was like, man, I love babies. I love kids. I love having two kids, and I love having them as babies. We wanted a third kid. Do I have three kids?
Nope.
No, I do not. Yeah. And my daughter is a little angel.
Plans
but
change.
She got here, and Jess and I looked at each other, and we're like,
we're done.
That is it.
Yeah, wrap it up.
And we done. Just figured that out.
We are not
out.
Running it back. We are done.
So, you know.
Let's bring Mary and Cameron in here. Cameron, how are you feeling about hearing from our listeners about the situation?
I mean, honestly, I don't know if it changes my mind at all.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And I just, I mean, I have a niece, so... And she's fantastic. And it's not to say that I don't like kids either. Like, I love kids. I just don't know if I want any.
My wife says now, she goes, I still love babies. I just like to be able to give them back to their mom when I'm done with them.
Right.
Like, you know.
Right?
Yeah, all that extra stuff. Mary, are you cool with your friend and her just waiting on having kids right now?
Well,
I mean, it is ultimately her decision, but yeah. I do feel like your caller's had a lot of positive things to say about having kiddos.
Yeah, I like it. I like the friendship you guys have and that you're able to give her a little pressure there.
Right.
Because, hey, here's the other thing, too. Now you have in your back pocket that in like 20 years, if she's like, you know, I kind of wish I'd had a kid, you can be like, huh? Let's listen to the old podcast.
I told you so.
Let's listen to that old podcast from our favorite morning show.
Roll tape.
Exactly. So, you know, that's how that works sometimes.
Yeah, correct.
Sue on Facebook, she did make a point. Sue says, don't do it if you're not sure. It's no joke. They are forever. I love my kids and grandkids. I wouldn't train them for anything, but it's a lifetime commitment. So if you're not sure about being a lifelong parent, develop relationships with them, so on and so forth, you know, then definitely don't just do it if you aren't completely 1,000% in this. And with that being said, I know you mentioned, Cameron, that, you know, it doesn't really necessarily sway you out of your no kids nation standpoint, but there are quite a few pro-kids, pro-parenting, and things like that, comments, too, that you at least can go back and revisit for this conversation. So, you know, as much as you feel like maybe you won, and that's great, there's a lot of things there for you to maybe still take into consideration.
I'll also add, if you guys do decide that, hey, maybe we'll have kids, but let's wait till we're ready, there is no moment that you're 100% ready for
any
of this.
That's a fact.
Like, you know, you can't be like, I'm going to wait until I'm financially perfect for this. Now, you have no idea. Like, you got to have just have that kid, and then it's like, all right, here we go. We're on the fly now. Let's do this.
Well,
you know,
we appreciate you guys listening to the show and then being on the show and being a part of this conversation. And it sounds like you got a good friendship. So thank you so much for being on with us.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys so much.
You bet. And if you guys need our help, we're always here for you. Couples Therapy, reach out Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969.
Now that's a winning combination.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are number one for a reason.
On Kix 96.9.